there's a way we have to do things. I said, that's not what I ask you. I ask you, are we a shelter? I said, you're going around smoting yourselves on the chest saying, we've started this homeless shelter, and some homeless people came to the door, knocked on the door, and you're telling me I was wrong because I let them sleep here that night. They said, well, yeah, basically, you were wrong. I said, you know what? This is bull, and you can have it. And I went, got on the telephone, called 1-800-2JB-HUNT, and enrolled myself in tractor trailer training, and went to drive trucks. And it was while I was driving trucks over the road that the Lord said, hey, I allowed you to come out here, but I needed your attention. And that was when he told me that he was getting ready to deliver the people by my hand. And I was like, okay. So I was calling my wife, telling her, I said, I think God is having me to start a ministry, because my whole family left the church behind that whole little episode. I was calling home off the road saying, did y'all go to church somewhere today? So they were like, no, we didn't get a chance. So I'm fussing, telling them, go to church. So I called home and I told my wife, I said, hey, I want you to go on a fast with me. I started fasting. I said, I keep having these dreams and these visions about this church. I said, and God's telling me, I think God wants me to start a ministry. And God knows I didn't want to do that. So while I was in the middle of the fast, I actually I visualized the actual facility. And in doing that, I called my wife and I said, hey, have you heard from? And she said, well, yeah, they called and wanted to know if you could come and do a revival. I said, oh, well, maybe that's why I'm dreaming about them. So finished the fast, came off. I ended up coming home on after a run and surprised my family. And my great-grandmother was living at that time. She got sick, and I ended up having to stay. And I had to go on take some time off. I had to go take a leave of absence. And while I was on my leave of absence, I got a call from that church. And I didn't know it, but at that time when I was having the visions, they were without a pastor. And I didn't even know it. I had no clue. And they wanted to know if I would come and preach a youth day service. And I went and preached the youth day service. And while I was there that particular day, they asked me if I would submit a resume. And I said, I really don't want no church. So they said, well, and the lady whose husband actually planted the ministry, he had passed away. She was still there, and she asked me, she said, son, would you please do it for me? And I did it. And I knew when I did it that I was going to end up getting to church, because God had already shown it to me. So it was a very spiritual time for me. So it was all God. I didn't choose Greater New Hope. God sent me there. They didn't even want me. As a matter of fact, they took my resume and they took some more resumes and they narrowed it down to three people, and I was the least of the three. And the one that they really wanted took a church somewhere else, and the one that they ended up voting for decided when I talked to him after I ended up pastoring there, I said, what happened? He said, man, I couldn't go. He said, God would not let me go. So they had actually voted for him, and he wouldn't come. So after a month of him not showing up, they came and asked me if I would still consider being their pastor. So I did that for 9 years in the hood and enjoyed it too. I saw a lot of things happen in the hood. I did. I saw a lot of realness in the hood, and became quite respected in the hood. Because I was not one of those preachers. Because I was one of those that went down the street telling the dope boys, hey, the police coming. You know, I wasn't calling the police on them. I was aware, alerting them of the police coming, because I wanted them to at least come back one day and say, why did you do that for me? So I could tell them, I covered you because that's what Christ did for me. Yeah. So that's how I ended up in the hood. It's in Northwest Atlanta. It's in the area of the Georgia Dome and